Okay. So go ahead and close your eyes. You're sitting comfortably on your block in a supported squat. Palms of your hands are going to be together. Elbows are going to be opening up the inner knees, inner thighs. So right away, you're going to feel an opening in the first chakra, the base of the spine, the root chakra. And you're also going to feel that opening lift and rise up into the heart chakra center. If that doesn't mean anything to you, the chakras, you're going to feel an opening at the root, at the groin, at the base. And you're going to feel an opening right in the middle of the heart area, right in the middle of the sternum bone. So focusing on those two areas, let your sit bones relax completely. Let your tailbone lengthen all the way down into the block. And find that your feet are firm but not gripping the floor. So if your toes are gripping and curled, you can open your eyes and look down for a second. Release the toes until they're soft and yet firm. Notice from your base, we're going to work a lot with the base today, with the root, with getting very settled in our base. Notice if you are leaning towards one leg or the other. If you are putting maybe a lot of pressure on the outer edge of one foot and the inner edge is very light. Or perhaps the opposite, maybe the inner edge is almost crushing down, the outer edge is very light. Adjust your feet so that the base is very solid. Keep the sit bones widening. Keep the tailbone lengthening down. And then from here, invite the breath very deep and powerful from that firm and solid base all the way up into the heart. And as you exhale, gently press the inner elbows against the inner knees. Open up the inner thighs. Find just a few breaths like this, inhaling from the base all the way up in towards the heart center. As you exhale, expand energy through the arms, through the elbows. Let your breath now soften and at the same time let it expand. So instead of forcing the breath, allow it to expand and get very deep. And as you exhale, keep the base solid, but let the crown of the head lift up. Let the neck get longer. And let the shoulders relax away from the ears. Let's focus on that a couple more breaths. Inhaling, feeling the torso expand. Feeling the crown of the head lift. Feeling the neck get longer. And as you exhale, relaxing those shoulders down away from the ears. One more breath like that. Full inhale. And exhaling. From here, stay seated on the block, but go ahead and relax your hands down. You can open your eyes for a second if you need to. Bring the soles of your feet together into Baddha Konasana, butterfly pose. Knees out to the sides. Take one hand onto your heart. Take one hand onto your belly and connect with these two areas. Noticing as the heart receives the breath, how you can fill the breath into the upper body even more. And then send that energy right back in towards the uterus where baby is, or if you're postpartum, into that part of the body that held baby, and really give gratitude to your body for all the work that it is doing and that it has already done. Feel the throat open wide. Feel the soft palate move towards the back of the throat. And take a deep breath, mamas. Let that breath come all the way into the throat area. As you exhale, release any tension, any tightness, any resistance to what you want out of this pregnancy, out of this experience. And again, inhaling deep, powerful breath. As you exhale, release any inner resistance. Maybe it's doubts, maybe it's fear, maybe it's just busy, busy mind. One more deep inhale. As you exhale, release all resistance. Go ahead and bring your hands together at the heart center. Take a full deep inhale. Exhale, let it go. And on this next one, we'll begin class with one om. Inhaling. Softly let your chin drop in towards your chest. Let the back of the neck lengthen. Blink your eyes open and release your hands. And open your eyes. All right. So our throat, right? We're focusing on our throat because the throat is the center for communication. And when you're in labor, certainly, you want to have good communication, right? You want to know what you want, and you want to be able to communicate that. So that is